Welcome, gorgeous souls, to another episode of Heart and Soul. And today, Janet and I, we are chatting and inspiring you with healthy rituals and habits for well-being. Could be how we start the day, how we end the day, what we can do, to stay healthy. Inside out, our energy, whatever comes up. And as usual, if you have any questions or love to share insights, leave them in the comment. We are always happy to hear from you. Welcome back, Janet. Wi-Fi working again.
Yes, technical issues last week. It's taken a while to sort it out, but thankfully my husband has been able to get things up and running again. So that is good because it is amazing how much we rely on Wi-Fi and connectivity to connect with the world. So yes, I'm back.
Wonderful, wonderful. What is your main ritual that brings you or gets you through the day if you have sort of a low, gray, wet kind of day?
Which is exactly how it is today. I must admit, the dog walk in the morning is normally sort of it's now become a ritual, and getting out in the fresh air, enjoying sort of being down because I'm by the sea and going for a walk along the coast, chatting to some of the other dog walkers, although not this morning, because I think we were one of the few out. And just embracing that sort of mellowness for the start of the day. So it starts on a calm note. And I think that sort of for me is really good because then it's not all chaotic, but it's starting on that lovely calm note. And then generally that then goes with me throughout the rest of the day. So it's like my soul, it's like calming my soul. And then everything then just nicely unfolds from there. What about you, Caroline?
Yeah, definitely nature, going out there and soothing, connecting. Take that time. It's sort of like a walking meditation, kind of, really aware of where I am, letting that fresh air clear my energy, grounding myself. And because it's really free space, it's sort of like all the space up to the universe and deeply connecting and it's really, it's calming, soothing, even on a stressed day or when you're nervous or worries or everything, it just flows away and you arrive in the here and now, in your heart, connect to your soul and are more at peace. And that's really, really important because, when we're stressed, we lack that peace. And always coming back to your inner peace and inner calm in whatever form helps you. And I think realizing when we're out of it and then taking 2, 3 minutes just to breathe and come back here and then start again from that place.
Yes. I mean, another ritual that I quite like as well is having maybe an affirmation that I will read in the morning, and maybe I'll sort of have one that I will stick to for a few days if it feels aligned for me, and just, use that throughout the day as well. And that's quite nice because that again sort of that mindset, it helps to create that positive energy that your thinking is aligned, because we know that our thoughts and our words actually do have a lot of power and do influence a lot of aspects of our lives. So using those as well as a daily practice to ensure that the mind and then the thinking and therefore then the words are all aligned with how how you want your life to be, because we know that you create your life, that you call it in with your energy, and words are energy and your thoughts are energy. So all of this must then sort of connect together. So something like having an affirmation or a mantra or something like that that you like to say, that it just gets your head space in the right place. That's also a very helpful aspect of a
Yeah,
daily routine.
definitely. And I love to pick an oracle card for the week or the day, or yeah, just to reaffirm or get insight. And that's also, then I put up the card and then I always see it, and then it's that reminder. But the first thing I'll do when I get up is, first of all, I have some stretches, so I'm releasing some stiffness. And then I open the windows and let in the fresh air, and I welcome the new day, sort of like, beautiful day. Thank you for bringing me, or setting intentions of this will be a great day with abundance and high energy and love, or whatever you're calling in, and just starting that day on a gentle note. If I have days and I set the alarm and I have to get up and do 10,000 things and rush out of the door, these are not really good days. I need that gentle getting up, gently embracing the new day, and maybe putting my focus on one thing that I'm looking forward to. Because sometimes I used to go down the rabbit hole, oh, this I have to do, and this, and oh, and this, and then I feel already like, oh, and I have this low energy, and it doesn't feel excited. But having one thing to look forward to, or something, is also great. Gently starting the day.
Yes. And I mean, both of us are writers, so also journaling, if that's something that you feel called to do, sitting down with your journal and doing some writing, just your thoughts or expressing yourself, or you've maybe had a dream and you want to note it down, or I think that's also a really good start to the day. And as part of that, and also as well, you've mentioned sort of gratitude. Is having some sort of a gratitude lift. Some people do it in the morning, some people prefer to do it in the evening. Totally up to you, but having gratitude as a daily practice, I think, is really, really important, because that helps to raise your vibrational energy. And the more you focus on the good stuff, you forget about the bad stuff. And your outlook really does shift. So that's a positive ritual or practice to adopt into your day as well.
Definitely. And yeah, clearing my energy. Yeah, as an energy healer, I'll do that. I usually do it before I go to bed so I can let go and ask for peaceful, restorative sleep, or even guidance during my sleep. And yeah, calling in the angels for protections, for guidance, for support, for yeah, anything that I just focus on that day. And of course, always feeling loved, that because when you're in that energy of love, yeah, your heart is wide open and anything feels possible. And you're in a new, absolutely new level. And you can share the love, you can be the love, and look at everything from a loving side. Because I realized I sometimes fall back into judging others, but then if I come back to love and say, okay, maybe, they're having a bad day or whatever, giving them the benefit of the doubt, and not, it's not for me to judge others, just focusing on me and sharing the love with them and hoping they're having a great time. And yeah, I think it's also important for me to raise my frequency and remember to be the light. You know, when I'm walking, I'm leaving golden footprints soaking into the earth, sharing that light with the world and the people you meet, just as a ritual to come back and say, I am the light. You know, we are all here to shine and share our light. And so often we forget and then dim our light. And yeah, we really need to be present, share that light, and share that love and light with the world and find rituals that work for you, and then sort of establishing them. You know, we shared already about 10 things with you. You can pick and choose what feels good, and then maybe one or two, and then do them regularly so you have them integrated and you do them without having to think about them, and see how your days, how your energy, how everything is changing.
Exactly. Practices. I think sort of we need to be careful about sort of habits, because habits can often be on autopilot. And I think sort of definitely with these sort of practices and rituals, you need to be embracing them. You need to be energetically in that process. But you're absolutely right, for it to become a regular thing and not to overwhelm yourself by trying to do too many things. I mean, find what works for you, because, you know, sometimes we see books and they're saying you need to do this, 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 and this. Well, I don't know about you, Caroline. I just like used to get so overwhelmed, and it used to then go make me feel that I'm incapable of doing this, because I think I'm definitely a wee bit ADHD. And I found it really hard. Whereas I find that now the couple of things that I do regularly, they fit me. They're not hard. And I think that's important, that it shouldn't feel hard or difficult or, oh, I've got to do this. It's got to be something you feel, oh, I look forward to doing this. I know that's during generally the summer months, like you, I open the windows and I sort of do a little sort of salutation and gratitude for the sun and the nature. I mean, not so good at doing it these days because of the weather, except when I'm out, I definitely give thanks when I'm doing my walks, whatever the weather. But yeah, I think it is finding the practices and rituals that connect with your heart and soul, that bring you joy, and it doesn't feel heavy.
Yeah, definitely. And sometimes, yeah, I forget. So don't be too
Yeah.
harsh on yourself. Oh, I didn't do my gratitude thing. It's done. If you know it's meant to be, and sometimes you just get the reminder, oh, okay, do that now. And it's how you feel after the ritual. You know, sometimes we can feel so tired, so exhausted, and then we say, oh gosh. But then just taking 2 or 3 minutes to just focus on the breath or do something, light a candle. I love that kind of, you know, really focus on the candle and or have a lovely cup of tea and just sit there. And then you feel better. And I think that's the aim, you know, knowing what helps you to feel better, to be in a more positive place, to have more peace and calm in your life, and things that, of course, help you connect to your heart and your soul. And I think that's the most important thing. And also, yeah, try things out. And maybe Monday, Tuesday, it's something. On Wednesday, you feel called to do something different. And that's also good. But also notice, I think it's good to notice how you feel before you do something and then afterwards, and just see what helps you best. And it's those rituals and habits for well-being help you through the darker times now, through winter, and be extra gentle. And then, of course, spring comes, and then we're more outside or dancing or anything, and then it shifts. It's okay. You don't have to do, like, yeah, Janet was really right with saying, if it's a habit and you just do it to have it to tick it off,
It's not.
that's not good. It's like with the gratitude, you know, if you just write down five things without truly feeling and breathing in the gratitude, then it's not truly working, right? Then it's just ticking it off the list and keep going.
Yeah, I think that that's exactly what you need to be aware of, is that I think there's just so much on so many levels of them going, you need to do this, you need. And it's not like that. It is about truly connecting and wanting and feeling and, making it a joyful experience. Because I know I've done things in the past and it's been just because, yeah, you're right, to tick it off the list. Oh yeah, must do this, tick. I still do lists, I have to say, because my brain is often a bit chaotic. I have to do lists. But in saying that, I don't beat myself up anymore if I go, do you know what? I didn't do the ironing today. Oh, it'll get done tomorrow. Or if I didn't get out for the walk that I planned to do, I only did a short walk because of the weather or because there was another reason. I don't beat myself up about it. I used to be really bad because I used to be very, I have to get this done. It has to be exactly that. And it was really hard work. And it was me beating myself up, which is not really good. And I wasn't enjoying a lot of things because I just felt I had to just get things knocked off the list all the time. And didn't leave much space for doing the things that actually bring me joy. I mean, some people, it might be just sitting for 5 or 10 minutes listening to a piece of music. Somebody else, it might be when they do a little bit of painting or reading, or it doesn't matter what your practice or ritual is. It's as Caroline says, it's how it makes you feel. If it brings you that sense of joy, where it opens your heart, that's what our well-being really needs. Your mental, your physical, your emotional, your mental well-being stems from love and joy are two of the greatest things. I mean, obviously being compassionate for yourself, caring for yourself, there's all a whole lot of things, but really the love and joy are two of the biggest things. So, and Caroline is our lady of love there. You want to know about love? Check out Caroline.
Thank you. And yeah, singing. Sometimes I just love to sing, you know, because you can't be sad and sing. Singing is joyful, and sometimes it's just movement, whether it's just walking out or dancing through your doing laundry dancing, you know, you can all integrate and do that. And definitely less is more. If you do one thing, perfect. You don't have to do the 10 things, because if we Yeah, I was there, sort of. I have to do the 10 things and then I feel good. And I never felt good because I sort of failed along the way with the 10 things. And it's about self-compassion, self-care. Give yourself what you need. And at the end of the day, before you go to bed, just remind yourself what nice things and loving things you've done for yourself. And sometimes it's just having a cup of tea in peace and quiet, or listening to our podcast. That's also good. You know, it's the little things we forget, because sometimes, you know, the day has gone by and I says, oh gosh, it was a hard day. And I have sort of, probably most people sort of focus on the negative things, and sort of switching that around. This is, oh, I had a cup of coffee. I sat quietly for 2 minutes. I did this. And just focusing on the good you've done. And then it feels so much better, and you can go to sleep in a better state.
Absolutely. Oh, my little dog has started to bark there. I don't know
She
why.
thinks it's over. You're done, Mom.
It's a bit like that, actually. But yeah, it definitely is about sort of tuning into what's right for you. And I mean, when you start looking into it, I mean, there are such a wide range of rituals and practices. Spiritual, you know, there's the moon cycle, there's a lot of different rituals in connection with that, and we've talked about some of those before. So it is about what connects with you, what feels right for you. Some people, I mean, there's a lovely, I think this is quite nice. I don't do it myself, but I'm thinking for the new year, it's something I might start doing, is creating a, now they call it a spell jar, but really it's a jar where you put in little notes of joy. So you're collecting over a period of time little notes of joy. And then when you're feeling a little bit low, you can pull out, and it sort of just is a little bit of a reminder of maybe something that you've done or an experience, or, and it just reminds you and just brings that little bit of joy back into your life again. And I think that's a lovely idea, is that, you know, you keep putting in things in this jar and then taking them out as and when you need them. So it's kind of like a jar of joy. I love that idea. So it is about just finding things that work for you. And at the end of the day, you know, the more you self-love, self-care, you know yourself better and you know what's right for you. I mean, as both Caroline and I said in our early stages, it was like kind of, oh, the book says I need to do this. Or you've listened to some of the big names and, you know, and they're going, oh, you need to do this, 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 and this. And you're trying to do that, and it just was overwhelming or too much, and that left you feeling a little bit drained and feeling inadequate, or, and it definitely should not be like that. It definitely is about the love, the joy, and really tapping into the things that bring you happiness. I mean, another thing I do, I mean, I started to learn to replay the piano a few years back. And I'm not brilliant. I'll never be a concert pianist by any stretch, but I do enjoy going in and playing the piano, my little repertoire of pieces that I have, and maybe trying a new one. And it's like 10 or 15 minutes. And I find it a very mindful experience. I enjoy the music. It stretches me because I'm having to both read the music and make my hands and they're all connect. But when I improve, and I'm very proud of myself. I mean, I don't tend to play for other people because that makes me a little bit nervous, but I play for me and that makes me happy. And those, you know, 10, 15 minutes that I go in and play the piano, I come out feeling so much better.
Definitely do things that you enjoy and do it for yourself and try it out, play with it. And yeah, the piano is great. You can really, it puts together both your
Yes.
hemispheres. And we don't all have a piano at home, but you can touch your left knee with your right hand and your right knee with your left hand. You can do this, or you can switch your hands and go like this. You know, you can do several things to sort of connect the two halves. And for me, it's always like yin and yang, bringing
Yeah.
that together in sort of a harmonious way, and balance it out. And yeah, enjoy what you're doing and be extra gentle with yourselves. And especially coming towards the holiday season, the craziness of the holiday season. Take 5 minutes a day. We all have 5 minutes just for yourself. And the craziness will be less crazy or le and be present with yourself and listen to your heart and soul. Do you have a special evening ritual?
An evening ritual for me would be more, I have to say, is when I'm going to bed, I get the dog all organized and go to bed. And I tend to go a little bit earlier. And I have normally a book by my bed. And it's normally a book that offers some sort of guidance. So it just depends. I pick up a book and I'll read maybe a passage. And it's sort of just to make me feel good. It brings me a joy, a sense of joy. Or plants, let's say a seed that when you're going to sleep, that then that is taken into your unconscious, subconscious mind. So I find that for me, just a very short, you know, there's books I have like a poem a day. That's quite nice. Or there's quotes, you know, inspirational quotes. So something like that, I normally keep by my side of my bed, and I will just read a passage and allow that to sort of to sink in. So it's maybe a topic like resilience, maybe courage, maybe inspiration, maybe wisdom. There's lots of different topics, and it just is really sort of a nice end to the day. So what about you, Caroline?
Yeah, I love your way. I also read at night, but going to bed and taking a moment to just clear my energy. Putting my hands on my heart, giving thanks to all the good things that happened, or yeah, feeling good about myself, you know, really coming back to self and yeah, lying there and taking a deep breath. Sometimes I do a meditation before I
Yes.
go to sleep also, just to sort of
Yes.
it's sort of a nice it's probably like a child feels when you share a bedtime story or have a little cuddle, and then it's sort of
Yes.
that kind of feeling for me. And yeah, and also I think a lovely ritual is having a hot bath now, especially during this season, taking the time to just yeah, relax and maybe some lovely essences. Essences is another way, you know, to just, with the
Yes.
smell, it can really calm you down. Or having your favorite crystal you put in your pocket or hold it, or anything that truly inspires you and feels right. We are just here to give you examples and you can pick and choose and let us know what works for you.
Exactly. We'd love to hear if you've got any practices or rituals that you want to share that we haven't talked about. Because yeah, it is exciting, and it is a good thing, you know, if you feel inclined to add it into your life. So thank you.
Thank you so much for being here, and we see you again next week with another beautiful topic. Have a lovely time. Thank you.
Love and light blessings, everyone.